Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
How you guys doing this morning?
Number
single digits, man.
Single digits. Ooh,
that
today
makes me want to vomit. Yeah.
Yesterday, I forget what it was that Abby said on the air, but Cassie and I both looked at each other like, oh, damn. What did you say?
Oh, yeah. The fact that we have 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
No, she's like next week. She yes, literally next said week next week the show is over.
Yeah, because we were talking about the vibes, and I was like, this is sort of the last normal week, because next week we'll just be like, this is our last week, and that's all we're going to be thinking about. Whereas this is the last week that I think it'll just kind of feel like this untangible thing, and the next week it's going to be like, oh, all right, got to go find health insurance.
The pre-last week. I would like to say hello to the Burt Show listener that I met in Sandy Springs yesterday. I was returning some camera equipment for Amanda. What's the name of that place?
Aperture Rent.
And I'm walking in as the listener is walking out, and she's like, oh, my God, you're Burt from the Burt Show, right? And I'm like, yeah, hey, how are you? She's like, oh, my God, my friends have been telling me to listen to you. So I just started last week. And I'm like, well, we've got a couple of good weeks left in us, but hey, thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, you got nine shows left, lady. But if you want, if anybody just started listening and you like what you hear, all the Vintage Burt Show is going to be available on podcast.
Yeah, I'm getting, I feel like we're saying the same things over and over again, but I'm getting so many questions in the messages about this. So can we explain this here as simply as possible?
Sure. Okay. The regular podcast that we release every day, we will start releasing highlights from the past 25 years, our best of Burt Show. You're going to have new content every single day, a ton of it. Katie and I are working on it. Mikey is on it too. If you listen through the app is going away. So go subscribe on Apple or Spotify. That is free. Then we're building a special fan community where people can chat with each other, and we will be uploading every single episode that we have of the past 25 years to this community bit by bit, so you can do full-on binges. I'll have more details on that early next week.
Okay, so what's the difference between listening daily and listening on that one you're talking about?
The daily, we're just going to be dropping about 15 segments, 15 bits every single day, and then the other one, it's going to be everything. So it's going to be like a $4.99 subscription a month, so we can host all this stuff, so we can cover that cost, and then you'll be able to binge as much as we're able to put up. We also hope to have like special surprises from time to time, like quick video updates from past members, stuff like that. And it'll be a membership community as well. So you guys can chat with each other. You can earn cool badges. There'll be exclusive merch if you're into that thing. So it's really going to be like a fan community.
So if I have a 45 minute commute in the morning, am I going to be listening? Can I listen straight to some of the old stuff, or do I have to keep clicking on segments?
No, you can listen straight.
There we go. All right. I think that's pretty much it there.
You can listen on the regular podcast feed as normal. The fan communities for our hardcore P1s.
Okay, great. How you doing today, Katie?
I'm doing pretty good.
Why are you asking about retirement? As far as I know, you're going over to Pioneer.
I am.
All right.
It's not retirement for me.
You know that Jackson, I said, was going over to Pioneer, and he ended up getting another gig. So, yeah, something that's going to make him happier. So it's you, Cassie, and me heading over that way.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And I'm excited about that. But what I'm not excited about is my aunt, who is retired. She has sucked all the fun out of things lately for me.
Is this what Burt has to look forward
to? I know, right? Somebody did say this to me yesterday. It's like, you're probably going to drive Amanda absolutely crazy, because after a while, you're not going to have anything to do. And I'm like, we are both aware of that, so I'm preparing for this. Is this what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so buckle up.
Okay. Actually, you need to get Amanda on the phone so yes, you can tell her to buckle up.
Right. That's true. Send this to her. So for those who don't know, I was raised as an only child. And the two parents in my life who did an equal job of raising me is my mother and my aunt. Right. So they are both my parents. Now, my mother, who had moved down from Tennessee, decided she wanted to spend time with me because she hadn't seen her daughter in a while. That time turned into 2 years. So 2 years of living with my mother. She just moved out. And now she has her own place. And Mom, I love you so much. But now I have the freedom to do what I was doing before in my house, peace, joy, all those things. And then here comes my aunt deciding she wants to retire from the military after 32 years of service.
Congratulations to her.
Mm-hmm. A big thank you to her for her service.
Mm-hmm. So now that she's retired, I figured she was going to find other things. That's often what she talked about is when she retired, what she was going to do. One of those things was travel. Mm. She had a plan of things where she wanted to go and what she wanted to see, and some home projects where she lives, because she lives up north. She's like, I'm going to work on home projects, doing stuff like that, right? And for the first 2 weeks, I didn't really hear from her. Seemed like she was enjoying her retirement. Now, I get a call every morning on my way to work.
On your way to work?
On my way to work. She is up. She's like, hey, Katie, what you doing? You on your way to work? Okay, cool. How's the house? How's the weather? I'm going to come down and visit. Yeah. I think we should do some house projects down here on this house. And I'm like, no, we don't have to do that. And now it has just turned into this thing where I hear from her more often than I hear from my mother. And I just need to find her something to do because I can tell that she is bored.
Yeah.
She is so bored. She's enjoying not having to work. But then it's like, what do I do with that other time? And I see it seeping in. And I wanted to send her a TED Talk because I saw an episode, right? I've been listening to podcasts lately.
It's good considering you're in the industry.
I used to not do that.
That's a good
really
idea.
Just started 2 months ago. So there's this episode that is about what you do, the phases that you go through when you retire.
Okay.
And they say it's basically like three different phases. It's the freedom, it's the boredom, and then it's finding out who you are after mm-hmm. retirement. Like mm-hmm. you are this new person
yeah.
and you're turning into that new person. And so I'm going to send that to her because I feel like something has got to give. She can't annoy me, and either I need to find her somebody to date or something. But what activities can I do to get her off my
yeah.
back?
Yeah, will you CC me that on that?
Yeah.
Because yeah, I'm going through kind of the same thing. I'm aware of it though. Like I'm going into it knowing that I'm going to be turning into a different person here. You can't just do things one way your entire life and then decide, hey, I'm not going to do this job anymore and automatically snap into being another person. That's why I'm going to that healing retreat. But yeah, I have the same thoughts here. Like, I'm keeping myself pretty well busy with a lot of travel up until March, April or May. But at some point or another, I'm going to be sitting at home in between those trips going like, okay, what do I do now? Now I have Pioneer and I have Burt's Big Adventure for sure. But with the rest of my hours in the day, I'm worried that I'm calling Molly and Joel all the time. Hey, can I see Jody again? Or Kristen, can I take Jimmy to school? I'm just not exactly sure. So I'm aware of all of it.
Okay, because I don't think my aunt was aware. Like she had an idea, but she wasn't fully prepared for yeah. it, and now she's sitting in it and just going down her contact list who to call next.
Yeah.
And everyone else has jobs.
I think I've told you guys I'm a little bit on the terrified side of that whole thing because this is, Amanda and I were talking about this yesterday. In one way, I am so proud of myself. This is absolutely the most authentic thing that I've ever done in my life is just that, I mean, having this show and having it be so successful and we're still in a very successful place in radio and leaving it to really go find my joy, you know, like travel and spend time with Amanda and do all that. On paper, I feel like I can do it. But the reality is I am really scared because I've never been that guy before. I've never not had a job before. So I'm very proud of myself of doing this. But sometimes it feels like it's bigger than me. The decision was bigger than me. Like I did it and now I'm like, oh, damn. Can I really do this?
Did you learn anything else from that TED Talk?
Yeah, I'm going to need it.
How long those stages last?
Months.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, when they broke it down, it wasn't something that's just short.
Yeah.
It's something that's months, and it gradually transitions, yeah. and it takes time.
Mark Macron, who did a podcast.
Maron,
I'm sorry. Did a podcast for 16 years, one of the most popular ones in the country. I mean, this dude's making money hand over fist.
He was one of the first ones that really got on the podcast game.
Yeah, he announced his retirement. He had his last podcast yesterday with Barack Obama. And I haven't listened to it yet, but the clips that I've been reading online, I'm definitely going there today. But Barack Obama gave him the advice, like, do not do anything for the first 6 months. Pat yourself on the back and then just enjoy it. Then you can freak out in 6 months. But for right now, don't do anything.
I hate to break it to you, but we don't have anybody as big as Barack Obama for our final day. That's not going to happen on the first show.
Is there anybody in here that can give me that kind of knowledge and that kind of advice?
Yeah, let's put it in a Burt timeline. 6 days. For 6 days, do nothing and then find your next project.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.